6 PM, so this meeting of the Citizens Police Review Board will come to order, and we will start off with just some brief introductions, starting off with our city staff, our lovely city staff.
Rose Wibbenmeyer, Assistant City Councilor.
Paul Dickinson, CPD.
Jamie Thornsbury, Board Member.
Stephen Jeffrey, Board Member.
Reese Ellis, Chair.
Stephanie Coleman, Board Member.
Xavier Scruggs, Board Member.
Doug Hunt, Board Member.
All right. We are all here then. So we'll move on to approval of the agenda. It's been posted. A lot of you have it in front of you. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of approving the agenda will signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. We will also move on to the approval of the minutes. That's two pieces there, the regular meeting minutes and the closed meeting draft minutes, which you should have had some time to take a look at, and if there are any corrections that need to be made or any notes. I didn't think so.
Look good.
Okay. Well, in that case, I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes, both of them.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. And so those in favor of approving the minutes will signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Well, that brings us into old business. First item in the old business. It's been the first item in the old business for... It's old business at this point. The election of officers. And so I would entertain any nominations unless we need to have discussion first. But I think that usually comes after nomination, since I think that's where we are. So if there are any nominations for chair.
I would, Coleman, I would like to nominate Doug for chair.
I accept with trepidation.
That's one nomination, and it's for Doug. He's accepted. Are there any other nominations? Well, that sounds like it's through acclamation. And so I'd like to do a motion, though, just to get that on the record.
We just need a second, and then
I'd like
to second that.
So all those in favor of electing Doug Hunt as their next chair, through acclamation, will signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Congratulations.
Give it to him.
Oh.
Just like that. Yeah, yeah.
You could continue.
Okay. Next meeting.
that was sudden. You know,
I will leave it up to you whether you
want
to do
want
it weird meeting, but your nameplates will not match.
Right.
Like a hot potato. Huh? Here you go.
Be funny if Reese has got up.
Well, at the last election, it was a pretty quick transition, but I'm happy to go through one more election of officers, because we do need a vice chair, although typically it's the human rights liaison, but
it can be anyone.
It can be anyone. So
word on human rights.
They still haven't appointed, and your other vacancy, there were no applications. So
really? We're making it rich over here.
So with that said, I would entertain nominations for vice chair.
All right, I have a nomination for vice as well.
All right.
Stephen Jeffries.
Stephen?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
I mean.
In your own due time.
Yes, thank you.
I feel like you've been filling that role already, sitting here with the timer.
That's true.
Maybe
it's a good
not.
Point, yes. No, I'd be happy to entertain if so voted.
Additional nominations. Seeing none, I would move that Stephen Jeffrey be elected vice chair by acclamation. I'd look for a second on that.
A second.
So those in favor of electing Stephen by acclamation will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations. Well, that brings us to the end of that part of that agenda item and my talking on this agenda item, unless requested to speak.
So do you want to pass now, or should we? Okay, because it's pretty complicated now. I think we move on to new business, and the only item we've got under new business is items for next month's agenda. I want to see whether I hear from anybody else first. I might have something, but I want to see if anybody else has items they would like to have on the agenda for next month.
Next month, planning for Earth Day, because...
Are we skipping the other old business? Did I miss that?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Planning for work session. See, that's the problem with getting a greenhorn in here, right? And I think we might have to see if we've got heard any more about people's responses on availability.
We do not have a quorum on any of the dates, so we're going to have to send a new doodle poll out. So I'll have Samantha do that in the next few days, and we'll see if we can get a date when you all can get together and have this. If it seems like, again, that we can't get a quorum on any particular date, then you may want to consider whether you just want to do it at a meeting or instead of a meeting, you know, like if you don't want to be in here, but you want to be in 1A and 1B and do it kind of the same format, I think that might be an option.
And we have to have a quorum to have this?
Yes.
Can I suggest that we... still put some of those times like after 6 or 6 or after? There were a lot of them, I think, that still said like 5 and 5:30. And
okay, I had asked.
Yeah.
So 6 is better.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you narrowed down from the ones that were the most popular already?
They're just... weren't any quorums, so the most she had was 4 on a date, and your quorum's 5, so.
That's tough.
But what? I have a note that she'll send out another doodle poll with a start time of 6 p.m.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And given what you were just saying, let's assume that we're going for the same format, because we haven't done anything to try to change the format. If it doesn't work out, we'll come up with something else next time. And now, I think, I'll look at Reese to make sure I'm doing things correct. Now we're moving on to new business.
Beautifully.
I want to know if anybody has any items they would like to see on the next month's meeting.
So we got sent out the sign up for the Earth Day, and Earth Day is in April. And so we may want to discuss our participation in that, if there's any availability from anybody.
What's the date?
Date of Earth Day.
I remember.
So the date of the celebration, that's a good question.
Is it usually the first Saturday of April?
No, it's usually around the 21st like or 19th.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
So 420 is on a Saturday. I don't know if that's
a good question. Have we previously participated? Do we know? If we've...
Yes.
So that's my birthday.
The board has, as well as the Human Rights Commission, shared a table. Generally speaking, maybe 3 or 4 people came by. The table that the space they usually would give was out in kind of the field in Peace Park, so it wasn't on the main avenue that's really busy.
Yeah.
So that's why they stopped doing it, because they just didn't feel like it was...
Effective
for the expenditure of time.
That's good context.
It's April 21st.
Sunday, is that correct?
Is the
maybe if like the Human Rights Commission needs volunteers at their table, could we help there somehow? Or
Sunday.
I don't know if they'll have a spot regardless.
I don't know if they're doing it or not. In years past, it was literally me sitting at a table all day.
Right.
Yeah, and a similar experience in a way at the Juneteenth thing that I attended.
Yeah.
You know,
but.
I think we ought to put it on the agenda. And I think one of the things, you know, last time we decided not to keep the outreach committee going, but instead to respond on a basis. It's probably a good time for us to think about what productive outreach is and what less productive outreach is. So maybe that we can put on the agenda next time a discussion of the direction of our outreach efforts and address as part of that our participation in Earth Day.
Yep. Sounds good.
Yep. Any other items for new business? I would like to suggest one myself. There's because of the changing and of liaisons, both from the police department and from the city and various things, we seem to be going through a period of transitioning about how liaisons operate. And I think it would be a good time to have a discussion of the role of liaisons in our deliberations. So I would like to put on the meeting a discussion of the role of liaisons and the procedures for their participation on discussions of appeals and jurisdictional review.
Talk about closed session.
Well, I think the role of liaisons broadly, and then I think particularly in closed session, the question of their participation in deliberations over appeals and reviews of whether we have jurisdictional reviews as well. So it's just a kind of an unsettled question. Things have grown up like Topsy, and we actually don't have anything in the article that we're operating under that discusses what their actual role is. I think it's just by history, things have sort of gone this way or that way. Mm-hmm. And it seems like a great time to discuss it. So I'd like to put that role of the liaisons and their role in the procedure for jurisdictional reviews and appeals.
Which I have a clarification through an email I sent out. The new assistant city manager will be joining us if he's available, but the work is not going to transition to him right away. Once the deputy city manager retires and the vacancy in the city manager's office is filled, then the staff liaison will transition. So the city manager is hoping that Matt Unrein will start coming even before all that happens, and then, but I won't transition the work right away.
So that means you will.
I thought I sent out an email, but so I will still be the attorney assigned to the board. So I will still come to the meetings. I just will not be taking your minutes and providing you legal advice. So you're getting more staffing, both from the police department with Assistant Chief Dickinson being here, and because the city manager feels that the board is so important, he wants his office to staff the board. So his office will be doing the minutes and the agendas, public requests and sunshine requests and all those things. I will just be providing the legal advice to the board.
And when will that occur? Or it's unknown at this point?
the deputy city manager retires April 12th. So I'm not sure exactly when that, there'll be a vacancy. So when they hire a new person, not Matt Unrein, another new person, then it's my understanding we will start the process of transitioning.
You'll be with us for a little bit longer.
I will be with you all
still, just
forever.
Oh, there's a promise for
our types. Or until right. I retire.
Yes.
Yeah.
But or gets reassigned to someone else. But I don't think that's going to happen until I retire. So.
But it seems like all the more reason, when you think about all the shifting players, it seems like a great time to just try to settle on what our policy should be with regard to the role of the liaison.
And it may be something that needs to be rediscussed when we have the actual new staff with us.
But, you know, it could even be useful. I'm thinking if I were in a position of appointing somebody to a liaison position, I'd like to know what the expectation is of what they're going to do. So we may be helping with the process. And as you say, we might modify what we're doing if we find out as we go along. So. Any other items for next month's agenda? Hearing none, we'll go on. I do not think we have a report from the Human Rights Commission. Does anybody have a report on positive connections or training and ride-alongs?
I don't know if it qualifies for this, but I work at Battle High School, and I was asked to speak to a couple of the forensics classes because of my prior law enforcement. And so one of the things that I really plugged to them was, hey, we have this board here in Columbia, and here's the process of how you can, you know, go through the appeal process and how to file, you know, complaints and things like that. So they were very receptive, and you know, they asked a lot of questions. I met with two different groups, two different classes, and I thought the question and answer session went out pretty well. So. Gave some positives here.
Good. That counts. Do you remember the date?
Give me a second.
Or could you send it to me?
It was last Tuesday.
Okay.
And as Denise and I are sitting here saying, now that sounds like outreach.
That's a presentation.
And
really outreach,
productive
yeah.
outreach, and so we ought to bear that sort of thing in mind.
Yep, the 6th.
Any other positive connections or training or ride-along comments?
Oh, sorry.
All right, I think we're then moving into general comments by the public and members of and staff. So individual members of the public will be allowed 3 minutes to address the board. Representatives of a group will be allowed 5 minutes to address the board, so people need to make it clear whether they're speaking as individuals or members of the group. Stephen, are you our timekeeper for this?
I am, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Vice chair duties, I believe.
All right, there you go, all right.
Doing well.
Thank you.
Minutes. I was here in the last session, January, I think it's 15 or something like that, and I've been having massive uncooperative response from our police department. My understanding of the law is that if we've been subjected to a crime of some sort there, we have to call 911, or police department, in this case in Columbia. And I've done that. I've followed the law, followed the city ordinance, policy and procedure, and so on. I reported a number of things there, a number of the cases that I just presented to you. I've emailed it to all of you separately. And police department appointed Detective Chad Reynolds, their special detective of special cases, something like that. The title is, I spelled it out in there. It's a long title. And the officer, nice gentleman and a very responsive gentleman, got involved. As he got into these cases there, which has been going on for 2 years. He got in there and he said, well, there's a conflict of interest because there are some officers, active and inactive, involved in this. And it needs to be investigated by Missouri Highway Patrol. And that's a protocol in CPD. And prosecutor told me to do the same thing. I contacted Missouri Highway Patrol. They said, you cannot ask us, even though you're a citizen, we don't listen to you. A law enforcement, either CPD, you know, the sheriff's department, or some officials with the city, you know, and a representative, can ask us, and we get involved, and we'll do the impartial investigation on these issues. I've listed, from when I started, it was 7 or 8 of them, but now I think I got 14. I listed 13 of them to you last week. The number 14 happened also, which I don't have it on this list, unfortunately. There are 14 cases. They're all legitimate. They're all substantiated, and they're indisputable evidence, proof and evidence on each and every one of these things. And I have done a lot of footwork there. I've identified some of the culprits that they've done these things to me. They've robbed me. They've stolen things. I've had attempted my life, and so on and so forth. And I've got this. And when I wanted to go and present this to CPD, Detective Reynolds told me, I cannot investigate our own. I can't do this. There's a conflict of interest, he said. And he said, Missouri High Patrol. And I've been asking, and I'm in the last session, Mr. President allowed me to make a presentation, and I did not request it. All I'm asking, if police department is not in a position to investigate, to protect and serve, to do that, then please allow Missouri Highway Patrol to do it. Please allow them to impartial. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for anything more. My cars have been stolen. My properties have been stolen. So many things have been happening to me there. And I came to police department for help. And here I am. Okay? All I'm asking is for police department, they consider their conflict of interest, and I do understand because there are some police officers involved, unfortunately, in this, which I understand that. But please allow Missouri Highway Patrol, activate Missouri Highway Patrol, just like they have done on many other cases there in 2023. Please let my case be one of them, and let them impartially investigate, just fair and square. Rule of law, that's all I'm asking for.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Are there any other comments by members of the public?
I've submitted all of these online. Chris Jones, Second Ward, speaking on behalf of Hold Cuomo Accountable. I apologize for being late, so I missed the talk on the upcoming review of policies. Know that I do look forward to that, and I accidentally missed the elections. I'm assuming you guys did elect since Doug is running the meeting. Congratulations, Doug. I know that you will do well. I also did missed part of outreach, and so in case you did not hear, I attended along with all of the various city department managers and one member of the press and Renee, who usually comes with me, and all the council members and the mayor, all of them. There was a retreat that happened at the health department. And in it, they talked about something that Port St. Lucie does, and they've been doing it the last few years, and it's called a citizen summit. And this has not been announced to the public yet, as far as I've heard, but they did talk about it there. And they said that they are wanting to take a Sunday in April, and they're going to bus everybody out to one of the buildings for Parks and Recs. They've got the bus drivers to do it. Amazing, because they don't have bus drivers for anything else. And they said that they're going to have different, every single department is going to have a liaison there so that people, the community, the citizenry, the residents, everybody can go and they can ask questions and they can get to know their people and they can get to know what the city does for them. This is the perfect example of what you can attend in order to get your voice out. So I am highly requesting that each of you message or put a motion together to direct Rose to message the city manager asking that the boards and the commissions be invited to that as well, because this, you guys are one of the most important boards and commissions that we have out of the 50 some odd that we have in Columbia. Because you guys are one of the few voices that we can have. And you guys really do need to be more powerful. And I want more people than just Renee and I and a few others to come and speak to you. Because people need their voices heard. And I'm sure that each of you guys understand that you need your voices heard. And so in order to do that, people need to know that you exist. And so this would be a way to do it. They're expecting anywhere from 200 to 500 people. You know, that's not a lot, but that could definitely help because it just takes a few people to get your voice out there. I would also like to amplify the voice of the previous gentleman. His voice is not the only one. Now, granted, I am out there in the community, and I talk to a lot of people, a lot. And his voice is not the only one that I've heard of similar circumstances where their rights have been trampled upon, and nobody does anything. You know, he's had to file lawsuits. He should not have to do that. He should not have to have had his items stolen. He should not have had his civil rights trampled upon. As a member of the human race, we all deserve dignity and respect. And unfortunately, he has had to for the last several years, exist without that from our city. So I ask that you please listen to him, look into this, and if possible, since the police department is saying that they cannot do anything, then I am asking that you send a memo to the chief of police, the city manager, whoever you need to do it, to have the highway patrol investigate, because he needs answers. He deserves answers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments from members of the public?
Hi.
Pretty good.
My name is Kendall Crockett. I have something up for review with you all this evening as with regards to untimely filing of a complaint that I made against Columbia Police Department officers. It happened in the beginning of 2021, and the reason that it was not reported until recently is because the professionalism that is displayed by the officers on civil and domestic calls are out of line with the law, and it's still continuing to happen to me. The incident that day, I was the one that called them there. Another man put a gun to my head, and their reason for not arresting him was he didn't know whether or not you were a threat. You know, and when I thought it was just an isolated incident and it was just something that maybe I fell through the cracks or maybe this was a one-off thing, and that's not the case. Yesterday, I just finally got a body cam footage from an incident that was in September of this year where I took my son to let him run inside and grab a blanket from his grandmother's, and she did not allow him to come back out. I was the one that was given custody and control of him. 20 minutes later, the police show up. I'm being interrogated. She says that I trespassed. Anyway, this officer continued to give them legal advice that was completely wrong. I am a survivor of parental kidnapping. I have tried filing charges in the past and they don't acknowledge it. The officer in September on the body cam footage said that it was, if there was no custody order, that you can't be charged with.
45 seconds.
Yes, sir. They said if there was no custody order that you cannot be charged with parental kidnapping. That is wrong. It's in the absence of a court order when someone takes their children without permission from the other parent. It says in the absence of a court order with the intent to deprive. This officer told them to do it. They told them to keep the children away from me. And there will be another complaint filed along with that, but this is a continuing and existing issue. And also the way that I saw the county and city treat this man over here, it makes it very hard to not do anything also, you know. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments from members of the public? Any comments by members of the board? None. Any comments from staff?
I want to give you guys an update. What you know that there's been a shift in staff and professional standards. I want to give you an update of some of the quick things that we've been doing in there. I know Rose is aware that when I was liaison 8 years ago now, I think, we used to have a dashboard for the board at that time. That's something we're going to reinstate. So the dashboard, that when complaints would come in, we'd update the dashboard so you guys could see it in real time. I'm not sure why it went away. I wasn't privy to that decision a few years ago. It went away, but I think it's important that we bring that back so we've been more transparent with you guys so you can see it. That's in line with your auditing for you guys. That's part of your remit. So we're going to bring that back. So I spoke to IT, and they're going to put something together so you guys can have access to that. So that's in the works. IT's above my head, but they're going to do it somehow so it's secure so you guys can see that. One of the first things I did when I got training underneath me as well was look at some of our use of force policies and some of our de-escalation training. So I looked out there, looked at the PERF stuff and what PERF are doing. I'm a member of PERF. I've been to a lot of PERF training. ICAT's the model that PERF are pushing. So we're sending four officers to PERF, four of our trainers to PERF, our lead trainer, our lieutenant over training, one of our firearms instructors, one of our defensive tactics instructors is going to ICAT so they can see how they can put it into our training. We're going to be changing, hopefully, our defensive tactics instructors the way we teach it. So the aim, the long-term goal, it's not going to be quick, but the long-term goal is to send all of our defensive tactics instructors to ICAT. It looks like it's some good training. So that's in the works at the moment. As soon as we get that dashboard online, I get hold of Rose. And we'll get you guys online.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Great update.
No other comments forthcoming from staff or members of the board. Entertain a motion to go into closed session to discuss records which are protected from disclosure by law according to sections 610.21(14) and 590.502 of revised statutes of Missouri. Motion.
So moved.
Second.
I hear a motion and a second. This requires an individual vote, does it not?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
You want me to call the names?
Yeah, we start, yeah.
Denise?
Yes.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Reese?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Stephen?
Yes.
Xavier?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously, and we are going into closed session.